Which is it? I mean, is it either and or both? What I mean is, have you ever been asked a question by someone, which is really a two-part question? One like, do you love your son Ryan more, or do you love your son Reese more? And I would answer, yes. Well, guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It is day two of Musky Fishing. I'm out on the road. We're having a good time. We didn't get skunked today, but it's still Muskies 2, Garth and Party 0. We have yet to land anything in our boat. Who knows? If we do, I'll post some pictures on our social media page, but pray for me. Pray for me. I need a muskie. Hey, this is Garth Ekman. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Send me your picture, your fish pictures. I'd love to see it. Maybe that'll be some good luck. Hey, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So which is it? Look, I'll be honest with you, right up front. Today's not a long one, but it's a deep one. It runs really deep. You're going to have to put your thinking caps on and maybe even listen to this podcast twice. It's kind of like a sermon wrapped up into a tiny little neat package podcast. So get ready. So if you change the truth of the gospel, you are claiming to be God. You might go, well, what do I mean? Well, if I reinterpret scripture to meet my own agenda and my own personal sins, then I'm saying God's word is no longer truth. And I am, in fact, saying I am more of an authority than God. Thus, I'm God. Christ says to worship him in spirit and in truth, right? John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Well, what does that mean, worship him in spirit? What is the spirit? Well, we know that the Holy Spirit has gifts like meekness, kindness, gentleness, long-suffering, mercy, love. So if we interpret scripture to promote the spirit over the truth, or if we worship the spirit over the truth, we are in fact saying, I'm in charge of the truth. Look, I will tell people that God loves you no matter what you do. I will tell them, believe, he'll believe your behavior. He'll understand. I mean, if you have sex before marriage, but you love one another, it's okay. Are you homosexual? And you were born that way? Well, then it's okay. Well, you know, I guess I understand if you need to steal or lie or cheat, if it's for a good cause, because God is love and mercy and gracious. And by this belief, when we worship the Spirit and its attributes, we devalue the truth, emphasizing only the spiritual facets of his nature. 1 John 4:20, whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar, for whoever does not love their brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have seen, or who they have not seen. Look, newsflash, if you don't love God, you ain't going to heaven, just saying. And how many people have I met who say they are followers of Christ and can't even live up to this one simple verse? You cannot claim to be God and love God as we understand him up in heaven, when you choose yourself to be God by changing his word and not believing all of his word and only attributing your lifestyle and your choices to his nature in his spirit. But they go hand in hand. And when we do this, again, we have become the authority and not God's word. See, it's so important to find out what scripture meant to that culture, to that church in those times. What was the true intent, you might say? And when you can assuredly know this, you then know what it means for us today and how to apply it. You can no longer just say a certain lifestyle or a sin is now okay because times have changed. Well, God's word is timeless, and his nature, character, holiness is never changing. Psalm 119, 89 through 96 just basically says this. I'll sum it up. God reigns. He's timeless, limitless in power, knowledge, and space. As a result, his word is timeless. God would as soon cease to be God if we choose his word was not also timeless. It's like being in a marriage and telling your spouse, well, you must let me sleep around because you love me and you said you would never leave me or forsake me. This is compensating your sin by serving only the attributes of His Spirit and not the truth of His Word. But the truth is on the other side of the fulcrum. If a man commits adultery, his wife can leave him. The Spirit is balanced by the truth, and the truth is balanced by the Spirit. This is a crucial flaw in a lot of younger Christians. They may actually mean well by thinking, well, we don't want people to feel judged or unloved by God. And actually, it's just the opposite when you only affirm them with God's Spirit. Love is holy and truthful. Let me put it to you like this. When I went through all my cancers, I am so glad a doctor balanced the truth. You have cancer with the Spirit. I'm going to give you the best care I can. Rather than, hey, you're going to be fine. You're the best. You're healthy as a horse. Well, I'd feel great about my tests, but they'd be lying and I'd be dying inside. I'm glad they told the truth with the Spirit. And I'm glad they just didn't give me the Spirit and not the truth. Look, I'm glad he told me the truth because it balanced out what I needed to understand about my cancer, about my health. No one wants to go in and hear a lie, especially if your life depends on it. And it's even worse if you choose to tell yourself the lie, because your life does truly depend on it. So today, worship God in spirit and in truth. Get your head in the Bible, read, study, understand, and obey in and through the power of His Spirit. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.